government. We again ask you, in deference to those in attendance who would like to address the council this evening, to keep your minutes, to keep your comments to 2 minutes or less, so that we may accommodate as many people who would like to address the council this evening as possible. Again, this is an opportunity for the public to comment to the council. This is not a question and answer session, but it is an opportunity for you to make your statements or comments to the city council. With that, this gentleman right here in the middle, if you'd like to come on up. Again, I would ask also that you please do me a favor and say your name for the record, and also sign in your name and address on the little binder.
Yes, sir. I've already signed up.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing my statement. Basically, I'm here representing the 69% of the voters in this community. I've been a longtime business owner. My name is Larry Miller. And the reason why I want to make this statement is because we're not anti-police. We love the police, but we want the police to love us back. Also, we actually know that this community has to heal. And the only way a community can heal is if you, like a wound. And what do? With a wound? You clean it. You have to clean that wound so you can heal that wound. But if you leave any debris, any dirt or anything that'll make an infection in that wound, it'll also reinfect the wound. So the demand of the 69% of the voters in this community is demanding that you clean the wound and that we want it clean completely so it'll heal. I mean, you threw us a bone. We appreciate the Department of Justice. We love that, but we need a little bit more to get the trust built back in this community. And that's all we're asking for, is the trust to be built back. And what's the best way to do it is to clean that wound. And we want a clean house, and we want to do it right so that people won't be thinking that it's still some funny business going on here in Ferguson. We love Ferguson, too, so we want to be a part of the community. That's all I have to say.
I do apologize. If there's anyone over here on the side, if anybody could help me out to let me know that somebody's maybe waving a hand over there, I'd appreciate it.
Hi, councilmen. My name is Rosalind Carter. I stay 5910 Dupree, Ward 3. And I'm enjoying, the different changes. I've been noticing that. I've been at that address for 10 years. But the problem is, and like he said, I can't police the police of the neighborhood. You know, we have people that have moved out on this street, and it's the quietest street I know in Ferguson, where I'd be scared to sit on my porch sometimes, it's so quiet. But recently, it has gotten real bad in a house at the corner. They have boarded it up. They have tore it back down. And my problem is, I might decide to walk down the street, but the young gentlemen are sitting in there, whatever they may be doing. That's my place to say what they're doing, but it's not right. You know, we have young kids, which I have an 11-year-old. She can't go around the corner to the park because this house is vacant. They hanging all out the vacant house inside there with girls and all this. I take a chance of my child being snatched in there, and then we will have the DJOs here. But the fact of the matter is, we need some more officer friendlies. That's what we need. Where he come up and say, here, how y'all doing today? Y'all do have an officer that I will not deny him for nothing he do. I forgot his name, but I call him K-9. Casey. And that's the most magnificent officer I know on this force, and I'm not sugarcoating nothing. Because he will get out. He will get out of his car, and he will sit there. He will talk to the young gentleman, and the young gentleman love him. During the riots and all that, he was the only officer I seen across the street from the police station that stood out there with them and talked to them. You got to learn respect. You got to give respect to get respect. That's what I was taught. And we just need a change, and it need to happen quick.
Good evening, Jeff Ahrens. I already signed in. I represent One Ferguson, a group of diverse folks that love Ferguson and are working to make some improvements across the board in a lot of different areas. I just want to make the public aware, One Ferguson is hosting a candidate forum for our new city council candidates. It is this Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. at Greater St. Mark's Church at 9950 Glen Owen Drive. Candidates from all three wards will be present. I don't believe that all of the candidates will be there, but I know at least six or seven are going to be there. I would urge you to come and hear them. We had a candidate forum last night represented by the, or sponsored by the Neighborhood League for Ward 1. And it's really exciting to see the people from Ferguson who desire to serve on this council and lead us forward. So I urge you all, if you can, be there Sunday from 3 to 5. Thank you.
Good evening, Marvin. Good evening, Marvin Davis. Yeah, I signed in earlier. All right. I just wanted...
She's frustrated when she tries to do the minutes.
Okay.
She can't get everybody.
All right, I'm good. Yeah, I just want to tap on what the young man was talking about cleaning the wound. Mm-hmm. And Ferguson have a big wound. And it needs to be cleaned. You notice one thing, when you do something wrong and when you get caught, you try to get away from it. Mm-hmm. People are quitting right now because they know they were doing something wrong. So, I mean, you got to start from the top. I'm not saying you need to quit.
Oh, sure.
This is on your watch. This is all happening on you and Jackson's watch. You need to clean house. And this police department have did some people, some citizens that you represent wrong. That you represent, you people represent these citizens of Ferguson, and to sit here and let this reckless police department treat them like that, that's a shame to be an American. That's to have the DOJ to come in to find out all of this, and you right here and didn't even notice it. You represent these people. It's like you're part of the problem. You don't care. But since they have found all of that, it's time for this to be fixed. And I love Ferguson. I'm not even a citizen of Ferguson. I know a lot of people in Ferguson. They're beautiful people. When these people want to sell some of that property, hey, I love those big old houses. I'm in the market. That's what I do. I buy them. And if you want to sell them, see me. But this needs to be fixed. If it's redoing that entire police department, good riddance. Because the citizens of Ferguson need better. And they're not better. Where's Chief Jackson at today? This happened on his watch. This happened on his watch. City Council, you people need to be asking, hey, you got to go. You didn't serve the people. Peace be with y'all.
As many times as I'd filled this out, I'd figure it out, but I usually get it backwards, and I did again. But that's okay. My name is Mike McGrath, and I'm one of the candidates for Ward 1 for the upcoming elections. Two of the other candidates are in the room here with me, Doyle McClellan and Ella Jones, sitting in the back of the room. Last night, we had our first candidate forum up at First Baptist Church. It was a full house. It was a well-attended affair, it was a well-run affair, and it was a very great affair. The citizens of Ferguson that care about Ferguson, the voters of Ferguson, were there last night asking good questions. There were good answers. We didn't all have the same answers. Sometimes we did, we just figured a way to say them differently. But we each stood up and talked about the ideas that we felt were important. One of the things that was important was everyone in that room cares about this city. We care about Ferguson. We're not spending our time and energy and too much money to run for a position that pays nothing, basically, because we don't like the city and we don't like the area. None of us are leaving. None of the people in that room are leaving. We like the city. It's a good city. There's been a lot of progress. I wish Mr. Shaw well. I've known him since the day he hired in. There's been a lot of great changes under Mr. Shaw. A lot of new businesses have opened in this town. We have a new firehouse, police station, community center, concert center. Many wonderful things have happened under his watch. I would like to praise the council for their last 6 months, because I'm sure when any of you ran for office, you had no idea what this last 6 months was going to be. It was not what you signed on for. You've done an amazing job. People have called you everything in the world, and it's not under your watch. You people listen to the citizens. You don't get to hold everybody's hand. Chief Jackson and the police have done an outstanding job. They've taken an amazing amount of abuse for no reason. They've been very tolerant. They've been there to listen. Yes, there might be changes now. The council's already made wonderful changes. You've done a great job at that. The new council will make more changes. But the city doesn't need to be reinvented. It's a good city. You've all have done wonderful. The police have been wonderful. The citizens are wonderful. The people who vote care about this city, and you will see them on election day. I showed you your time. Respect mine. Thank you very much for your service.
I hope I don't get clapped off the stage. My name is Sandy Hunter. I live at 611 Darst Road, and I'm not here with a complaint. I'm here with an absolute thank you to this council, the staff at the city, the police department, every last one of them, and Mr. John Shaw. I wish he was here. I could tell him the same thing. You've done a commendable job with a terrible, terrible issue. And I do thank you, and many citizens of Ferguson thank you. Did I talk when you were talking?
Come on, let's be respectful. We're all Ferguson people. Come on.
Now, he's not Ferguson, he said. Anyway, gentlemen and ladies, I want you to know that there are a great deal of people that are behind you, behind the police department, behind all members here of the council. Thank you for your service. You've done us very well, and we hope that you continue to do as good a job, and I know you will. Thank you so much.
My name is Angelique Kidd. I'm a Ferguson resident and a peaceful protester. For the months of August, September, October, and November, you may have seen me standing across the street from the Ferguson Police Department. I held different signs throughout the months, but my favorite one said, "Shame on Ferguson Police." Day after day, the Ferguson Police Department did everything they could to live up to that sign. They arrested protesters, peaceful protesters, for sitting. They arrested protesters for crossing the street. They arrested protesters for refusing to cross the street. They arrested protesters for standing on sidewalks or in the street or near the street. They arrested protesters for noise ordinance violations. They arrested protesters for sidewalk chalk. They arrested protesters for filming. They even arrested a protester for rolling an apple into the police department parking lot. After reading the Department of Justice report, I now understand the Ferguson Police Department's response to peaceful protesters. It was all a direct effort to discredit us in order to direct attention away from their own failings. Shame on Ferguson Chief and Police Department. Shame on Ferguson's court. Shame on Ferguson's mayor and city council. And shame on every person that drove past the protest site yelling obscenities and making rude hand gestures. Shame on the people who took to social media to condemn the protests. Have you read the report? Do you still love Ferguson? Are you Ferguson proud? Thank you.
John Powell at 21 Georgia Avenue.
Also, don't forget to sign in as well.
I did. These are words from my friend Raheeb Muhammad. Sadness, depressed, disbelief, frustration, anger, and vindication are some of the words that we have heard from residents after reading the Department of Justice report on the Ferguson Police Department. Sure, the derogatory emails were racist, abhorrent, and unacceptable, and we applaud the swift dismissal of some of those involved. However, the systematic failings and abuses that the report highlighted, along with the predatory practices of our municipal court, are what need to be addressed if our city is to heal. Our residents deserve better. Our city deserves better. If we are objective, have the love for our Ferguson community at heart, and want to see our city continue the healing process, as was brought up before, we are compelled to ask the following difficult question. What course of action should be taken when human beings with job titles and responsibilities are found to be complicit, knowingly or unknowingly, with systematic failings, abuses, and the predatory practices that have caused harm to our residents and community? You have asked for and received the resignations from two officers, fired a court clerk, and now with the separation from Mr. Shaw. However, we expect you to do more. You must act in the best interest of our residents and community. Thank you.
My name is Emily Davis. I signed in earlier. I'm a Ferguson resident, and to follow John, I expect transparency, accessibility, and inclusion going forward. I expect everyone included in the email scandal, everyone who forwarded it, everyone who replied LOL and haha, to be disciplined up to and included firing. And I expect the community to be informed that this discipline has happened. We have to be very clear as a community and a government about what we are willing to tolerate when it comes to racism and misogyny. I didn't tolerate this bull in high school, and I'm certainly not willing to tolerate it from grown people in my city government. Which brings me to number two. I expect a zero tolerance policy for racism and misogyny. Every instance should become a disciplinary issue. Number three, I expect the city to actively reach out and include the citizens in the restructuring and rebuilding of our government. Particularly, I expect the city to solicit and obtain the input and participation of those who have been most abused and oppressed by our past practices, and I want the city to act on that input. Number four, I want to know what is happening without having to read it from the news. And number five, I hope it goes without saying that I expect an immediate end to the abuses and that have been well documented in the Department of Justice's report.
My name is Peggy Fall. I live in Ward 1, 513 Larkin. I think anyone who knows me knows that I am about doing what's right and being fair and taking care of people. That's what I tried to do when I was on the council. That's what I tried to do in my job as parents, as teachers. And that's what I try to do as a friend. Over the last 7 months, people have screamed, people have talked, people have prayed, and have wanted apologies. Apologies for things that have happened. Terrible things that have happened. But I'm here as a citizen to ask for an apology from everyone who burned the buildings in our town. And everyone who talked derogatorily about other people also. And I want an apology from those who burned my city. Thank you.
My name's Brian Fletcher. I've already signed in. I'm here on another issue. As chairman of the Ferguson 4th of July Festival and Committee, we're hoping to do a fundraiser at the new community center in June. I know the city's been exploring the different policies for the new community center, but what I'm here as the chairman of the 4th of July Festival Committee is to ask for a room to be used for a cocktail reception as a fundraiser sometime in June. We are an ad hoc committee of the city, and as you know, we use the funds that we raise to make activities for the children, the face painters, the petting zoo, the pig races, and as such up at January Wabash. I was wondering if I could get, at no cost, I'm asking that the fee be waived for the ad hoc committee, and if I could get your approval tonight so we can make plans for it. I know you've got a lot on your agenda, but we need to move on with other items of the city as well. I'm sorry. you'll get back to me? Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kathy Damer. I already signed in. I would also like accountability for the people who burned and tore up our city. People who don't even live here, who really ruined everything for us. The people of Ferguson are good people. We love our city. But we want the people who came in and who were transported in here, they were paid to come and cause problems in our town. I think we need transparency in that. The people who love Ferguson are good. The rest of them, we don't want them. They have ruined our city. And I thank you all for what you do.
Am I okay? I thought you were waiting on somebody, that's why.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you guys were.
Okay, I've already signed in. My name is Linda Lipka, and I live at 818 La Maison Court. I just want to say, first of all, that the loudest voices are not the only voices. Change is needed. It is absolutely needed. It's needed. It's overdue for our residents who have been abused by the system, and it is overdue for the future goals that we want. But the opportunity to change has to be given that, the opportunity. We can't sit here and scream and yell and scream and yell and scream and yell when we're wasting the energies that we have to start making those changes together. The taxpayers of Ferguson have the potential to create a blueprint of police administration and government administration that can become a standard for our country, because these problems have proven to be nationwide and they did not start in Ferguson, and Ferguson's residents and taxpayers need to stop being held hostage by the anger. We deserve the opportunity to change. We deserve the opportunity. I'm talking, please. We deserve the opportunity to allow our citizens, our police, our citizens to monitor our police to give their best to our citizens, and our council members to give their best to our citizens. If we throw everything out with the bathwater, we have lost the opportunity to be that blueprint. We have an opportunity right now with the DOJ's recommendations to monitor so closely, so stringently, that we have nothing in front of us except success, because there's no room for abuse at all, period, the end, for any officer and any resident. So my point to this community is, let's give that opportunity. Let's let those let's give those opportunities that the DOJ offered us. Let's give those recommendations an opportunity. That's what I'm looking for. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's work together. Let the anger be hushed.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, my name is Isidore Ray, and I'm from the First Ward. It's a shame that we have to wait until the Department of Justice to tell us how to clean our own house. I'm not here to ridicule anyone, but we all knew that these things were occurring. Not only the City Council, not only the Police Department, but everybody in Ferguson knew these things were happening. And we failed to do anything. We have a chance now to clean our own house. The time is over for us to be arguing and bickering about these things. What we should do now is come together, clean the house, get it done very quickly, because everybody's watching us. Everyone wants to see what's going to happen with Ferguson. I love Ferguson. I've been here since 1980, and I'll be here for a while on, hopefully. The bottom line is that we have to do what we need to do, and we need to do it very quickly. If we do not get it done, it's going to cost us dearly in the future. Economics do not play. We're talking about paying big money. We need to get this done and get it done right away. We need to be going into our homes, into our offices, get something done. Something needs to be done within weeks. We need to see something weeks happening here, because if we do not, the federal government is coming down on the city of Ferguson. They're not going to come down on just the police department, because when they come down on the police department, it comes down on the taxpayers. I don't care who you are, whether you're black, white, or indifferent. All of you, this will happen. We have to get it done and get it done right away. Thank you.
My name is Adrian Hawkins, and I'm a candidate for Ward 1. I'm here tonight because I was at the candidate forum last night, and I lost my temper. I lost my temper with one of the other candidates because of some things that he said. Those people are transients. I didn't like that. It struck a nerve in me, and it upset me because it reminded me of the way Ferguson used to be. Ferguson has to change. Change must come to Ferguson. I said it last night, and the reason why I lost my temper is because I care about the community of Ferguson. If it was okay for things to say the same, I wouldn't have a problem with the way that things were worded. You need to be careful as a community who you vote for. I'm not talking about just because people are white or because people are black, because some people who are black are still representing the same thing that the way that Ferguson was. Amen. And I'm not talking about you, Dwayne. But some people who are black are representing or pretending to represent you, but if they've been on this trail already, how did we get here? That's what I want to know, is how did we arrive at this point if you've been championing for the same thing, the same way? Ferguson has to change. Change must come. You were angry with me because I said, yes, I would fire certain people. I like the people, but liking people has nothing to do with business. Pay attention to page 11 of the budget and figure out why in a $20 million budget, $11 million is for the administration. Thank you. And since I still have 11 seconds, ask me why 95% of their pensions are paid in. So when they retire, because it doesn't matter what I think, they're walking away. God's doing his job. And I'm glad that I don't let God use me. I don't use God, I let God use me. And that's directed at a candidate. But I'm saying, the thing about it is that you need to pay attention why 95% of that pension is paid in. So when they walk away, where's the money gonna go? And as citizens of this community, bad investment bankers, when they walk away and take all the money, we're left with nothing.
Yeah. And don't confuse my anger with my passion.
Hi, my name is Danielle Morrison. I just want to say something.